AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. President Biden will make an appeal tonight for the nation to give him another term in office. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In his State of the Union address, spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will detail how he wants to build on the progress of his first 3 years.
He will share why he is hopeful about this country's future.
His future, though, remains in doubt, with many voters concerned about whether the 81-year-old president is fit for a second term. So the University of Virginia's Kyle Condick says among the president's tasks tonight,
reassure the public in some way about his age,
and make his reelection case.
Biden and his team have been saying that we're making things better, but the American people don't necessarily feel better.
Tevi Troy at the Bipartisan Policy Center says the president will have to walk a fine line and cannot tell people that what they feel is not actually happening. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
At a news conference Wednesday, Representative Mike Gallagher says TikTok, along with other applications owned by what he terms as foreign adversaries, is a threat to American security.
We have 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans to introduce a bill that would prohibit TikTok from operating in the United States unless it severs its ties to ByteDance or any other entity controlled by the Chinese Communist Party.
At a Uvalde City Council meeting where a police response investigator said the Uvalde officers didn't violate policy, Laura Garza, whose niece was killed in the shooting, calls the report disgraceful.
You don't feel anybody did anything wrong there? There is kids dead, teachers dead, children who survived in a class bleeding, teachers who are never going to be the same, and you're going to tell me nobody did anything wrong? Shame on you.
That audio is courtesy KSAT-TV. This is AP News. With the latest on today's financial markets, AP correspondent Seth Sutel.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks rose to another record high as investors looked ahead to easier interest rates. The S&P 500 rose 1% Thursday, beating the all-time high it set last week. The Dow added 130 points. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.5%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. That came after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said the central bank is not far from delivering cuts to interest rates that Wall Street craves. Powell said cuts may start this year if inflation continues cooling. Traders are also trying to guess when the European Central Bank will cut its benchmark rate. The ECB left rates alone on Thursday. Kroger jumped almost 10%, the most in the S&P 500. The grocery store chain reported better than expected profit for the end of 2023.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.